And Lou, I am just on puckerup.com. It is a great it's a great place to go to keep your mental health tip-top, because obviously right now during the pandemic, times are tough for everybody and mental health has to be of utmost importance.
Absolutely. And somebody who knows that better than a lot of us is Wayne Swass, our man Swatter, footy champion, but also champion of mental health. Morning, Swatter.
Morning, Lou. Morning, Matt. How are you both?
Yeah, good, good. The website's a great place to go. I've been having a look at it this morning, because I mean, we always joke, don't we, Swatter? But I mean, mm-hmm. The bottom line is that mental health is of utmost importance right now, other than physical health with COVID-19, of course.
I couldn't agree any more. But having said that, what I also want to encourage people to do, there is nothing wrong with using humour to deal with stressful situations. We can laugh,
yes.
We can have a joke, because humour and laughter lightens mood, the body reacts physiologically, and I hope people take this seriously, and I talk about this all the time when I do presentations, but when we laugh and when we're normally allowed to hug, the body releases serotonin and dopamine. It's good for us. So these topics can be challenging, and especially right now, but don't be afraid to laugh. Don't be afraid to tell jokes. Don't be afraid to lighten the mood, because that's really important for our mental health and emotional well-being. And on top of the website, young Matt and young Lou, I'd encourage people to follow Pucker Up, PUKAUP, mm-hmm. on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. And if you want to have a bit of a chuckle, you want to have a bit of a laugh, there's some lunatic called Wayne Swass on Instagram who's just doing some bloody silly things. And you know what? What's really interesting is, yeah. During this difficult time, I've been making a bit of a goose of myself from time to time. The impact that's having on people, just with regards to making them laugh, making them forget for a moment what's going on, has been unbelievable. So I'm committed to continuing to do it.
Yeah, we love that about you, Swatter. And you're serious when it warrants being serious, and obviously good fun when it's time for a laugh. And one of the things I've noticed that you said that's really interesting, you know, when we normally can hug people, and this, mm-hmm. to me, is a big issue.
You're always hugging Swatter, Lou.
I'm a massive hugger.
Yep.
And, Swatter, if you were here right now and I had to be 1.5 metres away, it'd be torture.
Lou, I've closed my eyes and we're embracing.
Swatter,
every time
it.
You two meet, it's like, get off.
But I, in all seriousness, it's so difficult for a lot of people and hugging's been so much more encouraged in our community in recent times too. You know, we hug our friends hello, we hug them goodbye. I guess one thing that I've sort of been trying to focus on is not forgetting to hug the family, because we can hug each other. Like, we're
correct.
Obviously, you know, in isolation in our own house, but with a lot, and a lot of people are doing the same. But don't forget to take those moments and just embrace your people, embrace your family, because we do need that physical contact if we can get it.
Yes, if we can get it. I absolutely think that's critical. Again, you know, when I talk and engage with groups and communities, one of the things that I really talk about, and I emphasise this, is that human beings, by their very nature, are social creatures. Sense of connection, physical contact, love, acceptance and respect from your community, and specifically right now from your family, is absolutely critical to our self-worth and our self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are isolating at home, and we're not self-isolating, then it's really important to have that physical contact. Now more than ever, we need to be doubling down on the family unit wherever possible.
Yep.
I know it's a stressful time for people. I really get that. I'm not ignoring that. But there are things that we can do and we have some influence over that we should do, that I want to encourage people to do consistently. And I'm a big hugger like you, Lou. It's really important to who we are. It's that sense of connection, that sense of belonging with the key people in our life. And I hope one of the things that comes out of this turbulent, tumultuous time is it's giving us time, if we're prepared to reflect on it, to consider what's really important.
Yeah.
And family and friends has never been more important.
Well said. Hey, Swatter, just to see us out, I'm closing my eyes and I'm giving you a little virtual hug right now, Swatter, and it's bloody lovely.
Can you just take your hand off my butt cheek?
Yeah. And, I was just going to say, I back, knew there'd please. Be some grabbing involved. Yeah, now stop it, you two.
I leave that stuff for Lou because she's allowed.
Yeah.
We are lovers.
All right, Wade Schwartz, we are going to talk much more about this next week and how you can get involved on the border and use the great resource that is Wayne Schwartz. Thanks, mate.
Bye.
Just lured that.